Today we'll talk about divine revelation. How does God reveal himself to us? Stick around, because here we go. Hello there and welcome to the show. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Today on the program, we'll continue our look at what Catholics really believe by looking at divine revelation. What does it mean that God reveals himself to us? A lot of times we hear this term, divine revelation, or God's revelation to it, but what does it actually mean? It's a really good thing, and we're going to try to break it down into some very understandable concepts using the Question and Answer Catechism by Father John Hardin. That's what we'll do in the second part of the program. First, we'll look at the daily Mass readings for Monday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time. I had a busy radio day today, but you know what? It is so cool to be here with you and to spend this 30 minutes with you on the program. Earlier this morning, I was blessed to be a guest of John Harper on Relevant Radio's Morning Air program. I talked about my latest blog post, which if you haven't checked it out, please head on over to followingthetruth.com and check it out. A two-second prayer that will change your life. And I am not kidding about that two-second prayer that will change your life. After that, I was, and you know what, to be totally honest, I was not looking forward to this. I appear weekly on Baton Rouge Radio, Catholic Community Radio out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This is going to be a tough show today with what went on over the weekend about the murder of the police officers. It was a tough show. It sometimes, the nature of what I do can be a little tricky, because I am the person that often gets looked to for comfort in times of fear and anxiety. You know, it's a burden sometimes, because I love what I do, don't get me wrong, but I just really felt for the city of Baton Rouge today and for all of the people that lost their lives. It's difficult, because sometimes you just, and you know this, sometimes you just can't explain things. Sometimes you just have to trust that God is there, and I totally believe that. He is there for us. He loves us. He will not desert us in our time of need, but there are tragedies that do happen in life, and it's difficult to watch people suffer. So I was able to hopefully bring some comfort on that program, and then I went to daily Mass, and after Mass, I got interviewed, and we did almost a full hour, by my good friend Bear Wozniak for his show, the Deep Adventure radio program on EWTN. Bear is an awesome guy. I'm going to try to put something about Facebook on him. You may know of his work already, but every time he and I get together, it's a lot of fun. And you know what's funny? Bear and I really trust in the Holy Spirit when we do these programs. We don't work out in advance what we're going to talk about, which, I do a lot of radio, and sometimes the host will be very particular and ask for specific points that I want to discuss, and we'll make it very, we'll try to define things. And again, everybody's different, but more often than not, we have some idea what we're going to talk about when we go into the show. When I'm on with Bear, we don't pre-plan. So Bear called me today before we went live with the program, and he said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, you know what, I feel moved to talk about the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit and I, we're starting to become closer, and I want to talk more about him. And Bear said, you know, it's funny, I was taking my walk today and saying my prayers, and I felt that we should talk about the charisms of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that cool? So that's what we ended up talking about. We filled almost a full hour just talking about the Holy Spirit and how he guides us and how he can work through us if we let him, which, by the way, is the gist of the two-second prayer that will change your life. So I'll let you know once that interview airs, because I think it's going to be a good one. Now, Wednesday, I will be continuing my new series on the Sunrise Morning Show, which is Walking with the Lord. Anna Mitchell and I are modifying the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled segment. We're taking a little break from that. We will still cover anxiety, but this is a more all-encompassing platform, Walking with the Lord, how we walk with the Lord every day. So we'll be talking about that on the Sunrise Morning Show on Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern. And then I'm also working, I haven't finalized this yet, to it's probably going to be Thursday or Friday, to appear on Morning Glory with Brian Patrick on EWTN Radio. So I'll let you know about that. I got confirmation that we should be able to do it on Thursday or Friday, but I didn't get a date yet, so I'm not sure of what date we'll do. But stay tuned for that. Lots of good stuff going on. And, of course, I'll be here Monday through Friday, God willing, with you as we talk about Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church on this program for 30 minutes each night. The other piece of news I want to pass along is September the 4th. Remember, we kick off Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary, the best of the best. I'm going to take all of the books that I have, the preparation books, try to extract the best of the best and compare it against St. Louis de Montfort's recommendation for the 33-day preparation. And we'll put them all together and we'll come up with our own way, our own plan, our own 33-day plan based on all these great books. I'm telling you, I got a great feeling about this, and I hope you'll be able to join me. We will begin on a Sunday this year, which is a little bit unusual, but we do go 33 days straight, and we finish on October the 7th, the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. This is what we've been doing since I started Total Consecration. This will be my sixth year that we've done it on the air. We do have to start on a Sunday because the 33 days, you just back up 33 days from the end point, and that's where we start. We will go through the weekends. The weekend shows will be 15 minutes in length, but I tell you what, I'm really excited about that. I haven't been this excited about Total Consecration preparation in a long time, and the reason is because I feel it will be dynamic. If you stick to the script too much, using the same book every year, it's going to eventually become routine. This can't be routine. I don't want this to be routine. That's going to be a big mistake. I want this to be something meaningful that will really help you. Now, stay tuned for more information. I'll let you know as soon as I come up with the details. I'm still waiting to hear from the Holy Spirit to see how I'm supposed to run this. But make sure you're on my email mailing list for more. That can be done by just going to followingthetruth.com and submitting your email address. When you get the email back, confirm that you are a real person. That's really important, because if you don't do that, you're not going to be placed on the list. That's just the nature of the way the email service that I use works. So get on the email mailing list, listen to the show, and just get ready. You don't have to buy a book this year. For the first time ever, you don't have to buy a book. We're going to do it on the air, and I think it's going to be more beneficial for you. I'll give you scripture readings. I'll give you things to look at, but just have your Bible with you. Maybe we'll talk about the catechism a little bit, but I don't want to overburden you. I want this to be a really spiritual experience for you, okay? So that's what's coming up. I'd also like to speak at your parish if you want to invite me to speak at your parish. I still have some openings for 2016, and I'm booking right now for 2017. I have a couple weeks open for parish missions in Lent. I also have some openings remaining for Advent, so if you are interested and bringing me out to your parish, please contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com as soon as you can. Let's get it on the books so that we can be locked in. You'll get your dates, and we will be all set. All right, I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour right now, and I'm going to put you out of your misery, because I know your suspense is driving you crazy. Mystic Monk Coffee, summer blend today. You've got to try this coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink. Mystic Monk Coffee, available at followingthetruth.com. So just click on the Mystic Monk image from my website and you will be all set. The final piece of business, Amazon. If you're someone who shops from Amazon.com, I would ask you to please consider using the link from my website every time you go to Amazon. This is really helping me, so I thank you for this. You know, I've been mentioning this a lot, but it really is important. And this helps me to fund this show and to fund my full-time apostolate. If you shop from Amazon.com, here's what you need to do. Go to followingthetruth.com. Look for the Amazon image. Click on it, and that'll take you into Amazon. Everything will be the same for you from that point on. But the fact that you came from my website flags all of your purchases as coming from my website. And that means I get a little bit of a profit. The question I get asked sometimes is, do you see what I order? And the answer is absolutely no. I have no idea what you order, but I do know that each one of your purchases results in a profit for me. It's not a lot, But every little bit helps. It helps me to fund my ministry because I want to keep going, and I can't do it without your help. That plus your financial donations, which are also critical, and your prayers. That's the reason why I am still here. If you don't like me, you only have yourself to blame. I'm just kidding, but I like to kid around. But, you know, I know if you're listening, you enjoy the program. And that's why I can turn to you and ask for your help. Because I want to make sure that you understand that I need your support. I don't want to just fold up the program one day and say, when you ask, well, here's the reason I'm not here, because you didn't support me financially. I want you to know that. And you respond, and I am really thankful for that. So, as always, if you have any questions, please let me know. Gary at followingthetruth.com. You know I'm here for you. You know I pray for you every day. And as long as I can, I will continue to do this show. I've been doing it for over 5 years now, and I'm just so blessed to be able to be a part of your life and to be able to talk about Jesus on such a big level. All right? Let's pray. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father and ask for His blessing. As we begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us this new day, Father. We're very grateful for your presence in our life. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being so focused on the details of our life. Whatever we do today, we realize that you are with us and that you care. That anytime we need you, we know you're there. And that's very special. Thank you so much for that. You are all powerful. You are almighty. And yet you care about us as if we were the only person that existed. So thank you for that, Father. Please bless us. Please help us as we continue to seek you, as we continue to get to know you, as we continue to get to love you more, as we continue to serve you. Help us to do that. We know that you have a plan for us. Please let us know how we can best serve you. Father, help us, help all those who are sick today. Help all those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are battling addiction, those who may be dealing with financial difficulties, those who are dealing with religious persecution, those who may have family relationship problems. Please help those who are facing extreme weather conditions. Father, we ask that you bring about peace in the world. There's so much violence. There's so much hatred. We ask that you bring about your peace. Help people to love one another. Help people to get along. Help us to know what we can do, how we can love those around us, and how we can spread your peace. Sometimes we forget just how important our role is. We blame other people. But yet we can change somebody's life in a small way. So help us to remember that and help us to continue to stay on the right path so that we can live with you forever in heaven. Father, accept our own personal needs, our intentions, the problems that we have, and please handle them for us in the best way possible. Let us know that what we can do to help ourselves, and then we ask you to, we'll turn things over to you, and we ask you to do the heavy lifting. You know what's best for us. You know what needs to be done. I also, Father, give you this program. I ask you to take it from me, to speak through me, to send your Holy Spirit to come alive in me so that your message can be proclaimed over the airwaves. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to that message. We ask that you bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask that you put an end to abortion. We ask that you inspire our government leaders to follow your law, Father. I ask that you continue to increase vocations to the priesthood, to the religious life, to the diaconate. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, who loves us so much, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Camillus de Lellis, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. What a great privilege to be able to turn to our Heavenly Father and ask Him for what we need. My name is Gary Zimek. So pleased to be with you every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also download the podcast on TuneIn Radio and on iTunes. It's free of charge no matter where you go. So glad that you are a part of this program. I'll tell you what, it's not the same without you. You know that. I always save a chair for you. You are always welcome here. You make this show. St. Camillus de Lellis. Boy, that's a mouthful. That is the saint we celebrate today. He's a native of the Abruzzi region of Italy. And he had a troubled adolescence. Having lost all of his possessions in gambling, he found work with the Capuchins in Manfredonia, where he was moved to repentance. He applied to the hospital of St. Giacomo and began studies for the priesthood. In 1582, he organized a group of men to give their lives to the care of the sick and the dying. Camillus promoted proper nutrition and the quarantine of infectious patients, which were advanced ideas for the time. He died in 1614. He founded the Order of the Servants of the Sick and is the patron of nurses. St. Camillus de Lellis, pray for us. I'll tell you what, that really is a mouthful. All right, let's talk some readings now. This is the 16th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading, it's Monday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Micah, chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, present your plea before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the plea of the Lord. Pay attention, O foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a plea against his people, and he enters into trial with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you, or how have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, from the place of slavery I released you. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow before God Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with myriad streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborn of my crime, or for my crime, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You have been told, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you, only to do the right and to love goodness and to walk humbly with your God. There are some different messages you can get out of this first one, but the one that really hit me and that I really want to share with you as what I consider to take away from this first reading is, you have been told, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, only to do the right and to love goodness and to walk humbly with your God. That's it. That's the message for us. We know what the right thing to do is. Our church helps us by telling us, this is right, this is wrong. And then there are the gray areas. Those gray areas get filled in based on our conscience telling us what to do. And of course, our consciences have to be formed in accordance with church teaching. So we have to turn to the church. You can't be on an island and expect it to just be you and Jesus. Yes, you are called to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You've got to have that. If you don't have that, you are missing something big. And it's so funny. I run into people who will tell me, oh, Gary, you're always talking about this personal relationship with Jesus thing. We have that with the Eucharist. And yet, so many of these people, and you know, I'm not pointing fingers because we got problems on both sides. So many of these people are nasty about it. And they never talk about Jesus like they know him. Why? Because so many people that go to Mass and think they're great Catholics, they don't have a relationship with Jesus. It's totally possible to receive him every week and not have a personal friendship with him. I did it for years. I know it's possible. And on the other hand, we have the people who say, oh, religion is bad. It just has to be about me and Jesus. No, that's not true. Jesus founded a church. So if you really want to get to know Jesus, how do you do it? Through his church. It's really as simple as that. So we can't be extreme on either side. We really can't. If you want to be a friend of Christ and be a good Christian, you do what he says. And you don't go too extreme to the right or to the left. You go right down the middle. And that's what we're all called to do. To follow Jesus, to obey the teachings of his church. And ultimately, if we do that, we're going to get to heaven. Psalm 50 reminds us, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. In other words, you get to heaven by doing what's right and cooperating with the grace that the Lord gives you. You're not getting there alone, but you do it by doing what's right. And you're able to do what's right by following the Lord. Gather my faithful ones before me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. And to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. If you want to please the Lord, what you need to do is listen to him and give him your heart. Pray not just with your lips, but with your heart. The way you live your life is the way you praise the Lord. Right? That's what we're called to do. It's not just words, it's actions. And it's meaning the words that you pray. The gospel is Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 42. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here." Oh, I'll tell you what, you know, Jesus is really, it's amazing. He must get really, you would think he would get really tired of having to say these things all the time. We talk about signs. We talk about trying to discern God's will for our lives. So often we ignore these teachings of the church. We ignore what's stated in the Bible and yet wait for some direction of how we should proceed, when in reality we've got plenty of teaching through the scripture and through our catechism of the Catholic Church, the teaching of the church. We've got direction. We know what to do. All we need to do is put it into action. If we don't, you know the deal. If we don't, we're not going to make it to heaven. So listen to the Lord. The last recorded words of our Blessed Mother Mary are, "Do whatever he tells you." There's a reason she never had to say anything else, because what else could she possibly say after that? So if you do whatever he tells you, then you're going to have a good relationship with him. And then you're going to be able to live with him forever in heaven. Let's not overcomplicate it. That's what we want to do. We want to live with him forever in heaven. Now let's open up the question and answer catechism. I started this last week. I like this book. This was written by Father John Hardin, a great Jesuit priest, good friend of Mother Angelica. Father Hardin created his own catechism prior to the church putting one out in the 1990s. This is a good one. He did a more substantial one, and then he did this question and answer one. In a lot of ways, it parallels the Baltimore Catechism, but there are some differences. But really good stuff. So today, let's do some questions and answers. These are really simple. I like it for this program. Divine revelation. What is divine revelation? Divine revelation is the manifestation which God has made to us of what we should know about him and his will in our regard and how we are to worship him. That ties in nicely with the gospel today and with all of the readings. Divine revelation is God revealing to us what we should know about him. We're not going to know everything about him, but he reveals what we should know about him, his will for us, and how we are to worship him. Pretty simple, right? Why is this revelation called divine? This revelation is called divine because it comes from God and leads us to the possession of God. Again, a lot of these are not overly complicated, but they're good to hear. How has God revealed himself to us? God has revealed himself in two ways, naturally and supernatural. And the way this book goes is he'll say something like that, natural revelation, supernatural revelation, and it'll break down each one of those terms. What is natural revelation? Natural revelation is the knowledge that we acquire about God by human reason through the wonderful works of his creation. In other words, I look at the sunrise, I look at the animals, I look at humans, and I think, well, reason tells me that some divine being created these creatures because they're not man-made, right? And this is natural revelation. Why is it called natural? Because we can rise to some knowledge of God by light of our natural reason through reflection on the objects and activities of nature. So we don't need him to reveal any behind-the-scenes information for some things, because we can discern, just using our natural intellect, that God created this, this, and that. Now, what is supernatural revelation? Supernatural revelation is the knowledge that God discloses in a special way about himself and beyond what we can know of him by our reason. So there's some things that we can't understand possibly by reason alone, and God has to give us a little bit more information. Why is it called supernatural? Because God directly inspires a holy person or a sacred writer and thus gives him a share in his own divine authority to communicate the word of God to the rest of mankind. Did God have to give us a supernatural revelation? No, he did not have to give us a supernatural revelation, but in his love, he wanted to help us know him better. What is supernatural revelation commonly called? It's commonly known revelation. How does revelation, some of these are a little too basic, to be honest, but still a lot of good stuff here. How does revelation help us to know God better? It helps us to know God better in two ways. It enables everyone to arrive at the knowledge of the one true God with ease, firm certainty, and without contamination of error. Moreover, revelation makes known to us the divine mysteries. Let's see what we have. How do we know from reason that God actually revealed himself? We know from reason God actually revealed himself by considering the miracles he has worked to confirm the fact of revelation. Indeed, he continues to perform miracles in order that our faith may be reasonable. Speaking of the miracles of the Savior, John the Evangelist states, "These are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing this, you may have life through his name." That's John 20:31. I just had this conversation yesterday with my brother-in-law. Sometimes the Lord performs miracles in our lives so that we can believe in him more. This is how our faith grows. My girls, Mary and Elizabeth, were not supposed to be born alive. They were healed. This doesn't always happen, but we prayed that Mary and Elizabeth could have a physical healing and be born alive, and that happened. And I'll be honest with you, this really affected the faith of my wife Eileen and myself. And we look back and we recognize, wow, the Lord really performed a miracle in our life. And I think a lot of times, unfortunately, we miss a lot of the miracles that God performs in our lives because we attribute them to luck, or this is just something fortunate that happened. You know how it is. But we really should be more inclined to give the Lord the credit for the things that happens in our lives, right? Because he is responsible for everything. Let's see. I am running out of time. Do I want to do more? You know what? I think I'm going to stop there because it's important. I don't want to rush through this. Some of these are very simple, but I want you to just think about this today, that the fact that God loves you so much that he wants to reveal himself to you. He wants you to know him. And this took thousands of years. If you look throughout the Bible, primarily in the Old Testament, you'll see God was revealing himself to the people very gradually. And ultimately, the ultimate revelation was through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the ultimate revelation of God the Father. And Christ founded a church, and through that church, we got to really understand more about our Heavenly Father. Listen, I got to run. I'm completely out of time. I really hope you'll be back with me tomorrow. God willing, I plan to be here. Have a wonderful night. thank you for everything. You are absolutely awesome. God bless you.